This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And so that's what we're going to do. It is the first day of the goose season here in Maryland, the migratory goose called the AP, and also the resident goose hunt. And there's a resident goose hunting zone in part of western Maryland. And the bag limit on that is 5, and then that's intermingled with the Atlantic goose population zone, mostly on the eastern shore, and the bag limit on that is 2. So that starts here today. And if you're headed out goose hunting this morning and would like to give us a call here at 410-922-6680, you're welcome to do so. I want to talk to you about where you're headed and what your expectations are. There's a zillion geese on the eastern shore this year. I see them everywhere and on the upper shore. I'm not sure about the resident geese, although there seems to be a good population of them in northern Baltimore and Harford and Carroll County, so we'll see how that goes. And it's also Youth Day for deer hunting. It is the annual Youth Deer Day, which means that youngsters 16 and younger may be in the field and take a deer in accordance with the deer limit in the Youth Day season. And they must be accompanied by a licensed hunter, an adult who is prepared to help and spot and track, but must be unarmed. So there we are. Either way, if you youngsters are going hunting and the kids want to talk on the radio, feel free. 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. Same way with you goose hunters. Give us a shout. Tell us where you are, what you're doing, and what you expect today. There you go, 410-922-6680. Also, the muzzleloader contest continues. One of our winners received our October winner received his muzzleloader this week. Seems to be pleased with it. It's a Wolf muzzleloader coming from the fine folks at CVA, CVA.com, if you'd like to see the full line of products. Hey, here's our buddy Kirk. Good morning, Kirk. How are you, buddy?
Not so hot.
Yeah.
Since I'm here in Baltimore right this minute, I should be on the shore at Loch Raven.
Yeah, I know it.
Not so.
Ah, man. Okay.
That tells everything.
Yeah.
We're always telling you about things. I want to ask you something.
Sure.
Two questions. If you had a chance for for your dream fishing trip.
Okay.
Anywhere, you have to target the place, one species, one fish, and how you'd want to go about going after them, what would your two choices be for fresh and salt water?
Two choices, one for fresh and one for salt. Okay. What's the other question?
Those are the two. One, for,
one
fish,
for fresh one for water, salt. One for salt water. Dream fishing trip. Let's see. I think saltwater. I would like to go somewhere on the East Coast and fish for cobia. Live line for cobia somewhere off the East Coast of the United States. And just like to see how that goes. I know there's bigger stuff out there, you know, get down to, for sailfish or for shark or something like that. But I would really like to try for cobia. And I would say off the coast of maybe off the coast of Georgia or Alabama. What do you think? Still there, Kirk? Still with me?
Yeah, that's Bill Burton was always big on cobia.
Yeah, well, I'm not him. a freshwater? Freshwater. You know, you would think Florida bass, been there, done that. I'm thinking I would like to go maybe to one of the Canadian lakes, Quebec maybe, and target giant lake trout.
Giant what?
Lake trout.
Lake trout.
Yeah, 20, 30-pound lake trout.
Yeah, there's two choices there. I wouldn't have picked those two fish for you.
I know what you'd have picked. You'd have picked northern pike and mako shark.
Those would be the two. And if it wasn't on the northern, then a muskie.
There you go.
Never taken a muskie, and it's always been a thing. As much as I read about them, and they're just never even came close.
Nothing. Well, you know, as much as I enjoy fishing, you know, it's hard to just to say, let's do one thing, you know, because I mean, if I'm going to Quebec, I certainly want to try for muskie and northern pike and walleye and everything else. But if you got to narrow me down to one.
Oh, I've always been focused on those. I don't know what it is that just strikes me about those two fish, because anything, if I take a bluegill, I would still get excited by it.
That's right.
It's just something about the mystique of those two that really get me going.
Indeed.
But that's so I appreciate that. It's always good to hear something about what Alan Ellis likes. So you take care.
All right, Kirk. Thanks for the call, buddy. Bye. See ya. There he goes. Let's talk to Bill in Carroll County. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, Al. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. What's up?
I headed to Carroll County to do a little resident goose hunting this morning. We gave up our lease on the shore this year and rented a farm up in Carroll County and one over in Howard County. Do something a little bit different, stay close to home. And
there you go.
Kids out this afternoon and do the goose hunt.
Well, good. Yeah, I'm going to do that myself. I'm taking Jacob up to Cecil County here a little later this morning. We're going to try something different. We're going to try hunting out of the ground blind this morning, and so we'll get him all settled in, and then I think I'll take a little trip out around the take a little trip with the drag rag and see if I can lay a little scent trail and see what happens once we do that. Well, we got plenty of time to do that, so we know there's some pretty good bucks in the area, so we'll see what happens.
I did the same thing. I went ahead and I bought a ground blind for Tom Barlow's son, and got him a couple chairs and got a nice little pile set out there for him and over off Green Spring Avenue. So I said, well, it's a great area. The problem is the rut is so good this year, the best I've ever seen.
That's great. And yeah, no question.
Those are not coming to the fields like they've been.
No.
They're in hiding. And, you know, I guess some of the viewers will touch on that, but main thing there is, like, you want to at least get them a shot at a doe and hopefully a buck. And I'm like, buddy, I don't know about this year.
Well, we'll see what happens. Hey, look, all you can do is get out there and give it a shot. You can't basically
provide opportunity. That's what.
Yeah, you know, it's deer hunting, and they roam all over the place, and there's no reason to think. I try to outthink them because I've been doing that for 45 years, and I haven't outthought them yet.
I know
my buddy Dave. He lives out on the Carroll, Baltimore County line, and he's been seeing, you know, 10, 12 does around his property, nothing chasing them. But I was in Howard County the other day. I saw one doe in heat with three bucks chasing her. So, you know.
I tell you another little thing that's been going on this year pretty good. The sea ducks are really here.
Sea ducks are here? Good. I'm glad to hear that.
We've been limiting out every time we go out. The big thing here is I thought about it this morning. I said, do I want to get in a layout boat this morning with rain in your face?
Oh, yeah. Why not?
And I kind of, like, changed that to nah.
That's my best way to go.
We'll go goose hunting here and change the game up a little bit today.
There you go. Well, where do you go for sea ducks? Chesapeake Beach or down that way?
Yeah, we've been running south of Chesapeake Beach. I mean, up in Holland, that area right there, you know, great for years. There's nothing really in there.
Okay.
So we're running out in the middle of the bay, over toward Poplar Island, next to the hot spot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, I haven't seen over there yet too much. I've seen only one workboat. Usually you need to get the cast and blast going on. And I guess the fish haven't schooled up right, and I guess they're going to start trolling for the big rock. Usually you see a lot more workboats in that area.
Right.
Doing cast and blast, but this time I haven't seen that. So.
Yeah. Well, good luck to you, buddy.
There.
Good luck. Take care.
All right, buddy.
See ya.
Safe, man.
Yep, bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I mentioned my buddy Dave. Now, he would have been a good guest if he'd have showed up today. Oh, here he is. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Hello, Alan. Good morning.
David Levitt. Co-owner of Delmarva Brands, the Delmarva Southern Cafe in Baltimore and Fairfax and where else?
Sterling, Virginia.
Sterling. Three of them, huh? That's cool, man. You look wide awake and bushy-tailed. Look like...
You do this every Saturday morning?
Every Saturday, 5 to 7, man. We're up a little early for you?
It's real early unless you're heading for a tree stand.
Well, yeah, of course. Of course. There's Glenn and Easton. Let's see what Glenn has to say. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Doing great. How are you today?
Good. What's up?
Oh, excited about goose season today.
I bet you are. Yeah.
Going to be down in Trap near the chop tank. It's going to be a good day, I think.
I think you're right.
Weather's perfect. We just had rain go through, so it's going to be cloudy and a little too warm for my taste, but we'll see if they want to go to the fields and eat this morning.
Well, let's see what happens. And you need rain down that way. My buddy said his impoundment in Dorchester is all dried up. He can't hold geese.
Terribly dry over here. But we just got a little sprinkle, and then a good dose of rain came through.
Yeah.
It's heading out, so I think we'll be okay today.
Going to make the deer hunting good, too. That'll wash those scrapes out and dilute them a little bit. Those bucks will have to go around and freshen all those scrapes up today. I just can't wait to get out there.
Yeah, it might help cover some scent, people going into the woods.
Yeah, maybe. So, sure.
Yep, I was also wondering, have you been following the issue of that writer who wrote about the Second Amendment and got fired out of guns and ammo?
Yeah, I watched that a little bit. I can't comment on it right now because I don't know enough about it. I know he said maybe we should consider some regulations on the Second Amendment, and people went nuts.
That's a no-brainer. I can't believe the editor let that one fly.
Well, you know, hey, look, the guy's writing an opinion piece. Same thing happened to Jim Zumbo.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Jim made a comment about black rifles. He wasn't a big fan of modern sporting arms and got crucified for it. And all of this happens in cyberspace. None of it happens, you know, none of it's ever in print. It's always online somewhere. And then you get 10 billion people commenting on it, and the editors panic, and they fire the guy, you know.
And the other problem is the people who want to play it up, like the liberal media, they want to get the guy on.
Yeah.
You know, use him as an example.
Sure.
The Brady campaign, he's their new hero.
Well, of course he is. Yep. But before you put pen to paper or start typing away on the keyboard, you might want to consider, who your audience is.
Exactly. When you're a gun magazine, that's the dumbest thing you could do. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have a great day goose hunting, and you have a great weekend also, Alan.
You do the same, buddy. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. There goes Ken in Woodbury. Good morning, Ken. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I heard last week they said the last lead smelting plant in the United States shut down. Is that true?
How would I know?
Well, that's what I heard, and they were talking about it. I'm like, where are we supposed to get our bullets from if we don't have no way to produce them?
Yeah.
We got to call China and Russia now and tell them we need some lead.
I guess. What are you going to do for fishing sinkers? I guess we're SOL on that, huh?
Well, I know they're going to outlaw the tire lead weight. So I think that's what it's all really behind all of this crap.
Yeah.
Environmental stuff or whatever.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
You know, weekends is why I go to the yard sales and buying stuff.
So. Well, there you go. Well, I'll go, you know,
stock up
on lead and get some bullet molds.
Well, that's what I wanted to tell you. Everybody now thinks bullets are like gold and silver.
Yeah.
Put out at the flea market, you can buy whatever you want, but guess what? They want a dollar a bullet.
Yeah, of course. Well,
I don't know.
That's tough. All right, Ken, appreciate the call. There he goes. They went $50 for a box of 20 at the sporting goods store for rifle ammo. What do you say there, bud? Yeah. Hello, David. You still with me?
I'm still here.
All right. We're going to take a little break. I want to tell the folks about Chesapeake Outdoors. You know, when you go hunting or fishing on the Eastern Shore, be sure to stop by Chesapeake Outdoors on Kent Island for the largest selection of hunting gear, apparel, and fishing tackle. Chesapeake Outdoors has firearms and ammunition for deer and waterfowl, compound and crossbows by Matthews and Excalibur, outdoor clothing and camo by Under Armour and Drake Waterfowl. They've got hunting boots, hips, and waders, goose and duck calls, and every accessory you need for your hunt. The friendly, knowledgeable staff can help you find what you need. Now, services at Chesapeake Outdoors include goose and duck picking, bow tuning and repair, custom arrows, scope mounting, and much more. They even have the Bubba Blade knives and ice for your cooler. So, for fishermen, if you need it, they've got it. From panfish to rockfish, you're covered. Chesapeake Outdoors, just off Route 50 East at Dominion Road, exit 39B on Kent Island, 410-604-2500. That's 604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. Alan Ellis here for Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Looking for a place to hunt for quality deer or waterfowl? Hammer Hollow Outfitters has thousands of acres spread over 9 farms on Maryland's Eastern Shore. Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner are dedicated to your success and your safety. Hammer Hollow has proven blinds for ducks and geese, and their farms produce big bucks year after year. Your chances are good for a fair chase mature whitetail. Visit their website, hammerhollowoutfitters.com, or call 410-903-2872. Hammer Hollow Outfitters, 410-903-2872 for geese, ducks, and quality bucks. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto. I enjoy the memories of my hunts as much as I enjoy hunting. The best way to honor the game that you have taken is by preserving your trophy through taxidermy. My taxidermist is Don Travis of Travis Taxidermy near Chestertown. Don has mounted over a dozen ducks for me, my best buck, and my pronghorn antelope with skill and craftsmanship. I wouldn't have it any other way, and neither should you. With over 40 years of experience, Travis Taxidermy has completed specimens from wood ducks to whitetails for thousands of Maryland hunters to the exotic big game animals of Africa and Alaska and beyond. But he would just as soon see you with your buck or your youngster's first goose. Is Travis Taxidermy the cheapest guy in town? No, sir, he's not. Nor is he the most expensive, but in my opinion, he's just the best. For 40 years, Don and his crew have been transforming skin and bones into magnificent creations that will let you relive the memory of your hunt for a lifetime. Call Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107. Stop by the showroom or visit TravisTaxidermy.com. Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107, exceeding your expectations for over 40 years. Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
This is Mark Levin inviting you to join me every weeknight from 7 to 9 with the most powerful names and talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love. Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold. And they'd rather give you a song than diamonds and gold. Long star bell buckles and old faded
right. Levi's. Dave, you're an elk hunter. You go to Washington State just about every year, every other year, don't you?
The first couple weeks of September.
Seems there was a photographer standing along the road at the Cataloochee Valley of the Great Smoky Mountain National Park in North Carolina. A photographer was there taking pictures. He said a man's apparently harmless encounter with a bull elk quickly became much more frightening. There's a video on YouTube. An unnamed photographer sits near the side of the road submissively with his head down as a juvenile bull elk, Spike, repeatedly tests his nerve, jostling him with his antlers. At the 2.5-minute mark, the elk appears to lose interest and slowly walks away and then suddenly lowers its head once more and quickly backs up as if intending to charge the defenseless man. And then on it goes. Finally, after 6 minutes, a park ranger comes to the photographer's rescue in a white SUV, pulling up for him to find shelter in the passenger seat, and then the story continues on. However, at the end of the story, see if you find anything interesting, unusual, or noteworthy about this paragraph. Now, this is a writer for the Huffington Post, their green version. That would mean the environmental wacko version. Ryan Grenoble. Okay. Elk were reintroduced to the Great Smoky Mountains National Park in 2001 after overhunting and habitat loss threatened the survival of the species across all of North America. I guess we're just supposed to buy that and not comment on it. Comments from Washington State?
Well, there's no shortage of elk that anywhere I've been.
Right, and, no shortage of elk.
I did see that video, and I wasn't sure if it was staged or if it was a tame elk.
No, it was apparently a wild elk, but, I mean, anybody who wants to, you know, kneel down in front of an elk in the rut is insane, first of all. And second of all, I'd like to comment about this guy's little shot there at the end against, overhunting. Overhunting is not what. Originally, turn of the century, 100 and some years ago, sure. But elk have been reintroduced because their range has expanded. It's not because that the overhunting has killed their range. I mean, we're talking about folks like the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation who do great work for conservation and the conservation of elk. What's hurting the elk population across the country now is the environmental movement that reintroduced timber wolves into the West and into the Midwest. And I know Minnesota is overrun with timber wolves right now, and gray wolves. And, misbegotten hope to bring nature back into balance by the environmentalists, I mean, and then put this out there, that overhunting caused and loss of habitat caused the elk population to drop, and that's why they brought them to Great Smoky Mountains. Insane. All right, I just wanted to comment on that because a listener sent me that last night, so. David, you and I are involved in a little project here called Jerky for the Troops. And some of our listeners have actually contributed to Jerky for the Troops. Some of your friends have contributed. And what we want to put out there today is the fact that this is a program that it's just run by you and I, two guys. We've asked a number of butchers around the state, and not all of them do jerky. Not all of them produce jerky for their customers. And, of course, they can't help. But the ones that do, for the most part, have agreed to help us. And all we've asked the butchers to do, basically, is to provide a place to collect the venison, put a poster up in their business. But we need to reach out to the hunters today and invite them, if they can spare, a pack of jerky. It doesn't have to be a pound. You know, jerky may come in a 4-ounce pack. Toss it back to the butcher and say, give this to the troops. We want this to go to the troops. And you know, you're asking a guy for a pound of jerky, you're asking him to give up 3 pounds of meat. 5 pounds of cut venison, you know, the roast meat or hindquarter of wet meat makes 1 3/4 pounds of venison, of jerky once it's dried. So about 3 pounds, about 3 to 1. And it's expensive. It's up to $10 a pound for jerky. So what we're saying is, look, if you want to help the troops, yeah, we know you love jerky. We love jerky. Our troops need jerky, too, because it's something they can pack. It's something they can carry. So why don't you tell our listeners the kind of the inspiration for your idea on this?
Well, we still have thousands of troops in Afghanistan.
Yes, we do.
And they're still patrolling. They're still doing missions. They're still over there protecting us. And it's important that we continue to provide them with gifts from home. And about 3 or 4 years ago, a good friend of our family was deployed over there. And I had taught Joe to hunt and fish and spent a lot of time with him, and he was a young man growing up. And I kind of got the idea that I should try to provide him with some jerky. And some of the things he asked for, and jerky was one of the things that he mentioned that he that the troops really enjoyed. It's something they can stuff in their pockets and take in the field with them. And I tried to pull this together last year, but just too many things happening with my businesses that I just couldn't get it together. So this summer I met up with Alan and we talked about this, and along the way my son was deployed. So my son is in Afghanistan right now. He is stationed at Bagram Air Base and with the 101st Sustainment Brigade, and he's a combat medic. And so he is our point of contact over there right now. He's the one that will be shipping the jerky as we collect it over to Afghanistan. And we are also looking for other names. If
sure.
you have a friend or a son or a daughter that's stationed over there and you'd like us to ship them some jerky, we can. We have to have a person, a direct point of contact to ship it to.
Right.
So it's just a way to, you know, for the you know, the hunters, we end up with so much venison.
Right.
It's a great way to provide a little taste of Maryland and some of our great jerky over to Afghanistan.
Exactly right. You know, and most of the butcher shops right now, in talking to them, and, you know, I work with probably 30-some of them in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly Magazine, and I visit their shops, I mean, all over the state. And they're more than willing to put the poster up and, you know, make a box or a bag for us to collect the jerky. We just have to reach out to the hunters and ask them for their generosity. And, you know, we've collected a little bit of money to help ship this stuff over. The box that we're going to use is the large shipping pack from the Postal Service, which seems to be pretty sturdy and ships well. I think we can get, what did we measure, 15 pounds, roughly 15 packs or 15 pounds of jerky in one of those things. And they're like $18, $19 bucks to send. And I don't know what the additional postage is for overseas.
It's about a total of 19 and change.
And 19 and change. So yeah. We rounded that off to $20, and that, you know, that $20 will send one box of jerky to the troops. But what you mentioned is on the poster and also in the press release. We are looking for folks who have point of contact people over there. And I know here in Maryland we've got a lot of folks deployed to Afghanistan at Kandahar and Bagram and you know, some of the other outposts over there. And, you know, we want to share this stuff with as many troops as we possibly can. And so, you know, like you said, it is taste of home. A lot of these guys hunt and fish back home. And, you know, being involved with some of the other programs that I'm on the periphery of, you know, these guys love it. They just they take to hunting and fishing like a duck to water, so to speak. So,
and we've raised about $240 at this point.
Okay,
that,
so we can
24
send
packs of
24 packs over to, which is not bad. But we want to expand it, of course. And the main thing is getting the jerky. You know, so we're asking the butchers, but you know, you got Youth Day coming in. They've got, you know, who knows how many deer coming in today, and then they're cutting all week, and then you got firearm season coming up, and they're just covered up with deer. We can't ask a butcher to ask everybody to donate a pound or a pack of jerky. So, you know, we're reaching out with the posters and face-to-face and phone calls and things like that. So as far as our listeners are concerned, the two things we mentioned were contact us if you have someone that you'd like us to ship jerky to, a point of contact in Afghanistan, And you can do that by email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. You can call the show here. If you don't have email, you can call here at 410-922-6680 and leave a message with our producer. If you want to go on the air, you're more than welcome to do that and talk about it. And his name is Brian. He'll take your call. And if you have an address there in front of you for one of the troops, we'd like to, you know, get that so we can send that person a box of jerky directly. And then the other thing we mentioned, of course, is the shipping. And some of our listeners have been very generous and helped us out with that. Dave, you and I make a living. You know, this is not anything to put money in your pocket or my pocket. This is totally, you know, a volunteer effort for everybody, for the butchers, for the hunters, and everything else. So we're just asking, you know, if somebody can make a contribution to help ship this jerky, that's good. What's our address there? Let me see if I can give them that. Do you know the post office box, Dave?
Not off the top of my head. It's
is it on there?
It is MJFTT, Maryland Jerky for the Troops,
yep.
P.O. Box 1402, Sykesville, Maryland, 21794.
All right. Now somebody's going to want to write that down. That post office box is 1402, Eldersburg or Sykesville, Maryland, 21784. And very simple. So we're just asking the hunters to consider that. It's not anything that we're, you know, trying to compel somebody to do. If you feel generous and you like to help out the troops, they love that jerky to carry it in their pack. It gives them some protein and something to chew on while they're on their maneuvers. So
now we don't have any real total or plan for how much we want to send.
No.
One box is going to be great.
Yeah.
I said we have the money to ship 24 boxes right now.
That's
we just
right.
need to fill them up.
We need to fill them up. That's the main thing right there. Yep. So, all right. Well, let's take a short break. We got some callers calling in right now. I want to tell the folks about Clyde Sports Shop. You know, waterfowl season is here. Duck season came in last week. Goose season is now here. And hopefully, you know, that gun will malfunction in the blind for you today. No, we don't want that to happen. But let's say something does. I'd like you to consider a couple of ones from Browning. There's the Maxus. It's an autoloader shotgun. It's waterfowl hunting perfection. 3 and 3.5 inch chambers, a new power drive. Gas system reduces recoil. Then there's the Gold. That is a semi-automatic. It's a light 10-gauge, a proven standard for auto-loading performance. Gas-operated auto-loader, 3.5-inch chamber, Dura-Touch armor coating with Mossy Oak camo, and it comes with 3 standard Invector choke tubes, and then, of course, the A5. Reintroduced this year, the Hump is back, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best-performing, and softest-shooting recoil-operated auto-loader on the planet. 100,000 rounds or a 5-year guarantee. A kinematic drive system, all from Browning, all from Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Give them a call, 410-242-6108. Website is ClydeSports.com. Don't forget all the gunsmithing services and all the service that they have. They're open 7 days a week. 242-6108. That's 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers live Louisiana blue crabs during the off-season. Avoid the pre-steamed, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live crabs at NBS Seafood. You can enjoy your crabs tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that fresh steamed crabs are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have the crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood now has Chincoteague and Pocomoke oysters in the shell or by the pint. Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-cut Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash frozen delights, too. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number is 410-271-3202, 410-271-3202 for live crabs. NBS Seafood, no bull stuff sold here.
Hey, that's right. This is Alan. I talked to Bill yesterday. He's got great big fat crabs. Larges are $40 a dozen this weekend.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
You're on the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
Hey, let's go right to Joe in Arlington, Virginia. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing well.
Good. Got somebody in studio you might know.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Dave.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well.
Folks, this is Joe that Dave mentioned earlier, the young fellow that you kind of mentored to fish and hunt early in his young life. And Joe, I understand you saw some action in Afghanistan.
I did, that's correct.
Yeah, you're being shy. Silver Star, Medal of Valor. Sounds like you had quite a tour, and you are the inspiration for a program here that Dave and I have started in Maryland. Dave, in particular, I'm just the front guy, called Jerky for the Troops. Tell us how important it is when you get something from home.
You know, like you said, I had a rough tour in 2011 and 2012. I can tell you that, you know, one of those few things that keeps you going and keeps your mind right when you're deployed to a remote location like Afghanistan is, like you said, receiving packages home from family, from loved ones, from friends, from, you know, people who still remember that you're over there, that you're still fighting, and that you're still trying to do the right thing every day. And one of the things, you know, like you said, Dave taught me to hunt and fish and spent a lot of time in the woods with me. And one of the things that, you know, really meant a lot to me was jerky, and especially deer jerky. It was just kind of one of those harbingers of fall and autumn. And a lot of the deployments, you know, everybody goes over at different times, but a lot of them, there's a cycle that kicks in the springtime to prepare for the summer surge. So a lot of guys are getting ready to go home, either on R&R or getting ready to come home in the fall and the winter. So that also, you know, just meant that coming home was just a little bit closer. So things like jerky, receiving packages, it's an unmeasurable amount of joy and happiness you bring to a soldier, a Marine, airman, sailor, anybody over there. And again, especially jerky, it's just one of those things that just really makes you feel like home still remembers you.
Well, we certainly do think about you guys, and you know, you're in many of us stateside here. You're in our prayers and our thoughts on a daily basis. I mean, you guys have a job to do over there, and you're over there standing up for our rights over here, and you know what made our country great, and it's our military service, and that's you guys, and we certainly appreciate that. Dave, you have anything?
Joe, when you received when we first started talking about this. You know, as I said the other day, I couldn't remember if I had actually mailed you any jerky or we just talked about mailing it to you. Why is the jerky such a important thing for the troops to receive?
You know, jerky is one of those things, and especially homemade or fresh jerky, it's one of those things that's small, it's compact, it's got a lot of nutritional value that really aids and assists soldiers when they're going on patrols. And a lot of the times when you say patrol, you know, go out on a convoy, things like that, a lot of folks don't really understand the repercussions that it has on a soldier's body. And one of the things is, you know, you need to maintain your salt levels, you need to maintain your electrolytes and your water, and jerky is one of those power-packed foods that really enables you to do what you got to do, especially obviously a lot of Afghanistan. You know, temperatures can get really close to 130, 135 degrees, and a lot of people don't realize that, and you are hard-pressed to find foods like jerky that assist you in maintaining your hydration levels.
Yeah, it's not like you can get bacon and eggs for breakfast every morning, is it?
No.
And you know, the high protein value of venison and, of course, the salt content, and it, you know, it tastes good, too, absolutely. You know, jerky, most of teriyaki or whatever, and it's something that's easily portable. You know, a lot of hunters around here taking their pack when they're going deer hunting or goose hunting or whatever, so we can certainly understand the value to boots on the ground in Afghanistan, that's for sure. So, Joe, we appreciate you calling in this morning. Anything else you want to tell our listeners about, you know, this program or you know, yourself or, you know, what's going on over there?
You know, the one thing I would say is just it's in coming back from Afghanistan and hearing about the support that people have and things that, like you guys are doing today with the jerky for the troops, is it just kind of reinstills your, not necessarily faith, but your level of appreciation for all the folks back home who are supporting all the guys over there. And if there are any listeners out there who are, you know, even hesitant about doing it when you get to the butcher or packaging some things up and send it, just, you know, please just give it a shot and do it, because it'll mean so much more to the person on the receiving end.
So, Joe, when I put you in my best tree stand in, for opening day of Pennsylvania, you going to shoot something this year?
Deal.
Hey, Joe, listen, Dave didn't want to tell you. There's a great big giant buck up there that he's got his eye on, so don't count on being in the best stand, okay?
That's true. You will not be in the best stand.
You won't be in the best stand.
Joe's a Pennsylvania boy.
All right. Hey, Joe, thanks for joining us this morning, and hopefully I get to meet you one of these days, maybe along the trail somewhere.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe. I'll see you over Thanksgiving.
I'll see you, Dave.
Thanks, Joe. See ya. There he goes. Now let's talk to Jerry in Annapolis. Good morning, Jerry. Follow that.
Hello.
How are you?
That's a hard act to follow.
I know it. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah. How can we help you, Jerry?
I would like to donate some money to send jerky over to the troops in foreign lands.
Okay.
I'd like to give $50.
That would be wonderful, Jerry. That would be wonderful.
If you take me off the air, and I'll give the credit card number, they can go ahead and process it.
Okay. We will do that. I'll have Brian write that number down, and we'll take care of that for you.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry, very much. We appreciate it. All right. We can do that, David, by the way.
Okay.
We can run the credit card through Ellis Outdoors and then just reimburse the checking account from there. So, yep, no problem on the credit cards. And if anybody would like to do that, just email me with your phone number. We'll call you. We'll get your credit card number. We'll run that through. We'll email you a receipt or send it to your cell phone, and we can do that.
And I just want to reiterate again how important it is that we get some other troops to send jerky to.
Yes, exactly right. Yes.
My son will get inundated with 25 boxes of jerky, and I would like to spread it around the country.
Yeah, no, we don't want to do that. But Joe, you were telling me, and I didn't want to embarrass Joe, but Joe is indeed a hero. Go ahead.
I don't know all the details, but he was in the thick of it when he was over there. And he was a captain at that point, and he was leading men in the field. He was a forward observer for the artillery. So he was out front leading the charge, and he is one of the finest young men true credit to our country and to our military. And he is retired or out of the – I believe he's in the Guard now or on reserve duty.
Well, I'll tell you something, Dave. I was at Bass Pro Shop not long ago and met up with Mark Hoke. And I don't know if you know Mark, but
I don't.
Mutual friend of ours. Tracy knows okay. Mark. And Mark has a program called No Person Left Behind, where his mission in life is to take these troops who have been wounded and come back from Walter Reed and Bethesda on hunting and fishing trips. And he takes them all over the country. Operation Second Chance is the parent organization of NPLB. And that's where they run the funding through Operation Second Chance and so forth. But Mark was in the clothing department, in the apparel department. Young man in a wheelchair. No legs from the hips down. To try on a pair of pants, he lifted up his prosthetics. He turned the knee joint around so his feet were basically facing the wrong direction. Would put the pair of pants on, and then with assistance, he was in a wheelchair with crutches. With assistance on his crutches, he would stand up and pull the pants up and buckle them around his waist. And he was getting prepared to go on a mule deer hunt in Montana, where, listen to this, some of the ranchers are donating their ranch permits to wounded veterans to come out and shoot mule deer.
That's great.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
You know, and how far we've come. I mean, from the way this country treated our Vietnam vets to the way we're treating our vets from Iraq and Afghanistan now is a long, long way, and I'm glad we've come that far.
And if you listen to the news now, you'd think there is nothing going on in Afghanistan, that they're still have thousands of men over there.
It's
and women
every day.
Over there.
Every day they're putting their life on the line.
Yep.
No question about it. No question about it. All right. Wow. Hey, waterfowl hunters. If you like to shoot ducks and geese, not pick them, just like me, let Chesapeake Outdoors on Kent Island do the dirty work while you browse through the store and see the huge selection of waterfowl calls, the deer hunting gear, the fishing tackle, the drake, and the Under Armour camo clothing, the boots, the hips, the waders. You get the idea? Chesapeake Outdoors is loaded with hunting gear and fishing tackle for every occasion, and the friendly and knowledgeable staff can help you find what you need. Bubba Blade knives, ice for your cooler, bows by Matthews, crossbows by Excalibur, and much, much, much more. Chesapeake Outdoors is just off Route 50 East at Dominion Road. That's exit 39B on Kent Island. Call 410-604-2500. That's 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors.
Buck Bomb introduces new products that will attract deer and improve your odds. The new Ambush all-season deer scent comes in a larger can that gives you 33% more buck bomb for the same low price. Use it on every hunt. The Cornholer is a corn-based attractant that screws into the ground. Deer have to paw and gnaw to get it. That brings them back time after time. Now, Pathfinder is an invisible spray, except your flashlight, that you spray on trees to mark your trail into your stand. You can't see it in the daylight, so no one else can find your favorite spot except you. It lasts for months until it slowly fades away. And fishermen, you can try the new Fish Bomb Menhaden Quick Slick from the makers of Buck Bomb. Visit your local Buck Bomb retailer or order online at buckbomb.com or call 1-866-850-6653. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart. Increase your odds with the Buck Bomb. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Alan Ellis here for Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Looking for a place to hunt for quality deer or waterfowl? Hammer Hollow Outfitters has thousands of acres spread over 9 farms on Maryland's eastern shore. Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner are dedicated to your success and your safety. Hammer Hollow has proven blinds for ducks and geese, and their farms produce big bucks year after year. Your chances are good for a fair chase mature whitetail. Visit their website, hammerhollowoutfitters.com, or call 410-903-2872. Hammer Hollow Outfitters, 410-903-2872, for geese, ducks, and quality bucks. I enjoy the memories of my hunts as much as I enjoy hunting. The best way to honor the game that you have taken is by preserving your trophy through taxidermy. My taxidermist is Don Travis of Travis Taxidermy near Chestertown. Don has mounted over a dozen ducks for me, my best buck, and my pronghorn antelope with skill and craftsmanship. I wouldn't have it any other way, and neither should you. With over 40 years of experience, Travis Taxidermy has completed specimens from wood ducks to whitetails for thousands of Maryland hunters to the exotic big game animals of Africa and Alaska and beyond. But he would just as soon see you with your buck or your youngster's first goose. Is Travis Taxidermy the cheapest guy in town? No, sir, he's not. Nor is he the most expensive, but in my opinion, he's just the best. For 40 years, Don and his crew have been transforming skin and bones into magnificent creations that will let you relive the memory of your hunt for a lifetime. Call Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107. Stop by the showroom or visit TravisTaxidermy.com. Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107, exceeding your expectations for over 40 years.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
WCBM. Baltimore.
Your hands start shaking. Your heart gets to pumping. Your knees get to knocking.
All right. David, we have an event next Saturday. We have an event next Saturday at your store.
Yes, we do.
Yep.
It'd give your fans and followers the opportunity to meet you in person.
Oh, great. Delmarva Southern Cafe, 3500 Boston Street in downtown Baltimore, right?
Canton. It's in Canton. The landmark would be the Mariner Bank building. We're kitty corner from there. We're in the southwest, the old Southwest Broom Factory building in the kind of the Natty Bows, the Brewers Hill complex there.
Brewers Hill complex, okay. That's Delmarva Southern Cafe next Saturday, right after the show from 8 to 11, and some of the proceeds go to Turk for the Troops.
Yeah, come on down, and we serve breakfast. We have a great brunch on Saturdays.
Yep.
And come on down, and we're going to donate a portion of the proceeds to Turk for the Troops.
Beautiful.
And Alan will be there.
Yep.
And right after the show next week.
All right. Thanks, Dave, for joining us this morning. Stick around. We got
Thank you, Alan.
Coming up. All right. Get out, stay safe.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into 3 regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and